A complex storm system is on its way out of the region this afternoon and into the evening. Pockets of trapped cold air and wind are playing a large role in what type of precipitation we will see into the afternoon. Regardless of type, precipitation will draw to a close by late afternoon and into the evening. Any leftover pockets of frozen precipitation will then attempt to transition to rain, with an exception of the Adirondacks, where isolated snow showers may persist overnight. Most winter weather advisories are set to expire early this afternoon, but for the Greens, Berkshires, and the North Country, advisories will persist until late afternoon due to a slower warming trend and continued frozen precipitation. Gusty wind along the Greens and Adirondacks will also begin to taper this afternoon. As the upper-level trough continues to pivot through the region tonight, it'll force a surface cold front through the region for tomorrow, leading to some additional snow showers for the Adirondacks, eventually spreading south to portions of the Mohawk Valley, Greens, Berkshires, and Capital District. Wind will pick up as well, becoming gusty at times, especially across the North Country and Northern Adirondacks. Wind could gust upwards of 25 to 35 miles per hour tomorrow afternoon. Northwesterly flow aloft and at the surface will keep temperatures on the chilly side through Tuesday. Wind could once again gust up to 35 miles per hour. An upper-level ridge and surface high-pressure system will regain control of our pattern briefly Wednesday into Thursday. However, a strong upper-level trough will begin to chip away at the ridge by late Thursday. This may eventually lead to some unsettled weather for the upcoming weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather around the country, the large low-pressure system that has delivered blizzard conditions to much of the Dakotas and Midwest will be crossing the northern Great Lakes today. The strong pressure gradient with the surface low will ensure strong and gusty winds throughout the day across much of the north-central United States and across portions of the Northeast. Heavy snow is expected across the Lake Superior region as the main surface low exits across Ontario, Canada. Meanwhile, some lingering showers and thunderstorms are likely across parts of the Gulf Coast region and the southeast United States today before the cold front passes through the region. Given the progressive nature of the front, flooding potential will be limited. A marginal risk for severe thunderstorms is possible at this time. Your contiguous United States 24-hour temperature extremes ran from 100 degrees at Santa Ana National Wildlife Refuge in Texas yesterday afternoon to minus 19 degrees at Big Black River, Maine, and Escort Station, Maine this morning. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Scattered snow showers to draw to a close this afternoon for most, outside of a few snow showers ongoing for the Adirondacks. High temperatures will be in the mid-30s. Wind will be gusty out of the south and west, 25 to 35 miles per hour at times. Overnight, we remain mostly cloudy with temperatures ranging from the upper 20s to near freezing. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, scattered snow showers will transition briefly to freezing rain and then eventually rain this afternoon with high temperatures in the mid to upper 30s. Overnight, expect partly cloudy skies with low temperatures falling to about freezing. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, scattered snow showers will transition briefly to freezing rain and then all rain this afternoon, with high temperatures reaching only the mid-30s. Overnight, partly cloudy skies expected with low temperatures around freezing. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, expect scattered snow showers today. They may transition briefly to freezing rain and then eventually rain showers for the afternoon. High temperatures will be in the mid to upper 30s. Overnight, partly cloudy skies are expected, the low temperatures around freezing. For the Greater Capital District, as well as for the Saratoga area, east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, scattered snow showers today will transition to freezing rain and then rain this afternoon. High temperatures will range from the low to mid-30s. I would expect frozen precipitation to hold on the longest in the Greens and the Berkshires north of I-90. Overnight, partly cloudy skies with low temperatures around freezing. Your regional forecast for tomorrow, expect mostly cloudy skies with high temperatures in the upper 30s and a brisk west wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. A few gusts may get up to 25 miles per hour. For Tuesday, sunny skies with temperatures in the mid-30s and a northwest wind around 10 to 15, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. For Wednesday, continued sunshine, but temperatures will rebound back to the lower 40s. Thursday, 50s will be possible with partly cloudy skies. And Friday, continued partly cloudy skies with temperatures once again in the 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jordan Sherman.